Millennium Alliance listeners, welcome back to another great episode of the podcast. I'm Connor Toohey, host and producer of the Millennium Live podcast here in studio New York, and I am happy to continue our series of our solutions and partnerships at Millennium Alliance. And we have a really, really interesting one in the healthcare realm, talking to a platform that is helping innovate healthcare organizations and helping them achieve better clinical and business outcomes. I am talking to Plus Oscar and specifically Will Johnson, who is the vice president and general manager at Plus Oscar. Will, thank you so much for joining the podcast today. And I can't wait to get into it and talk about this unique platform.
For sure. And thanks so much for having me on. We've had great experience with Millennium Alliance to date, and we're excited to, of course, participate in this podcast, but also future events.
Awesome. Yeah, it's great to have you here. And so let's get into it. I want to talk about Plus Oscar and specifically the Campaign Builder, which is your innovative tool designed to address engagement challenges within healthcare organizations. So, Will, if you could just jump right in and talk a little bit about the background of Plus Oscar and Campaign Builder and where you fit into all of this.
Yeah, for sure. When we talk about Plus Oscar, it oftentimes helps to start about kind of the general trajectory of Oscar Health. You know, when I joined, this was late 2015, right? The company was still in its earliest inning. So I've been at the Oscar Health TotalCo level for a long time. I joke frequently with internal and external folks, I'm the ranking grandpa on most calls with respect to Oscar tenure. But if you think about why the company was founded to begin with, it was really built on this notion that a consumer-centric approach and kind of deep, personalized, and meaningful engagement can create value, both clinically from a member experience perspective and ultimately in a business outcome perspective in the organization's P&L for a payer, or really anybody bearing risk or accountability on a population. So it could be a payer, self-insured employer, risk-bearing provider, et cetera. What Plus Oscar has done is said, look, you know, for Oscar Health Insurance to achieve that mission, we as an organization had to build fairly robust platforms and a differentiated technology stack and infrastructure in order to achieve that mission. And now that I think we very much are seeing that kind of come to fruition on the health insurance side of our business, we are now taking elements of that technology stack that's leveraged by our health insurance partner and now giving it to other health insurers, providers, et cetera, kind of out in the ether that have a similar mission. So my job, after spending, you know, 7-ish years on the health insurance side growing that business, is now to take that technology, find partners that want to accelerate their own kind of member patient experience capabilities, clinical outcome delivery, et cetera, and give them our solutions. Campaign Builder is the engagement automation solution that we've been promoting quite heavily recently. We've been roughly a year into operations now. We've got, you know, about 500,000 lives on the platform and have seen both great results from clients, but also getting really positive feedback, which is great to see. We're serving both providers and payers at this point. So I think what gets me most excited is, of course, the latter two items that I just listed around, hey, look, we're seeing great results and they're happy, but also that we can serve, you know, both providers and payers. So I think it makes us an attractive offering, regardless of where you kind of sit within the healthcare ecosystem or the value chain.
Assuming you're a wealth of knowledge, anything Oscar. So can't wait to really kind of get into the nitty gritty. And in speaking of some of the things that you mentioned just now, Will, many organizations are grappling with member engagement issues. And, you know, it goes from communication gaps to lack of personalization and the need for more efficient strategies to connect their members with them. So in your conversations with some clients or with some healthcare organizations, what are some common themes that you're seeing, Will, that are coming up in these conversations regards to challenges organizations are facing when it comes to engagement within their membership?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a handful. So if I think about like the macro challenges that we're hearing quite frequently, particularly those that are playing in the government-sponsored space, right? So think Medicaid, ACA, Medicare, and all the kind of branches within that ACO REACH, Medicare Advantage, et cetera. There's a handful of consistent ones. You know, the first is the populations that they manage are far more diverse than they were 10 years ago and only getting more diverse, right? So I think for them, they're saying my book just looks a lot different. And I mean that both in terms of ethnicity, how they want to be spoken and communicated with. So it's kind of relevancy in the way that they're communicated to, but also in clinical profile, right? Like they're just seeing more comorbidity prevalence, chronic condition cohorts in terms of just ratios and sizes in their books, et cetera. So, you know, for them, I think they're saying, wow, like this population looks a lot different than it did a decade ago. I think they're also dealing with you know, that change against a backdrop of frequent regulatory changes that are upending their business literally overnight. I mean, right, I'm sitting here today in Phoenix about to go to a conference largely built around Medicare Advantage innovation. And a big part of the conference is simply built around how do we deal with, you know, risk adjustment methodology changes, stars, et cetera, because like that's what's really impacting these orgs. And I think whether you're on the Medicare Advantage side, you're playing in Medicaid, you're seeing redeterminations impact your P&L. And of course, those redeterminations moving into the ACA business, right? You're just seeing regulatory changes impact these organizations on a fairly regular clip, right? So I think that's something that we're also hearing quite a lot. And then I think the third piece is we just lack capabilities to manage this, right? We all want to grow. I think most of the organizations we're working with are fairly growth oriented. But the question for them is, how do we deal with that problem set that I just outlined from a capabilities perspective and still grow sustainably, right? And I think that's where we come in and can be an attractive partner to say, look, we can help you grow sustainably through what we would describe as personalized and differentiated member engagement. And I think for us, so much of what we're trying to do with organizations is, you know, one, give them a singular platform in which they can streamline all of their kind of interventions, clinical strategies, member onboarding, retention strategies, et cetera, through. Because what we see quite frequently is there's kind of a vendor for each of those. And for us, I think part of the value proposition is to say, look, let's take all of the different ways in which you might communicate with a member, email, SMS, applet technology, you know, direct mail even, which usually all have different vendors, and all of the use cases your organization typically deploys interventions or campaigns against, right? Driving annual wellness visits, closing gaps in care, supporting STARS measures, improving your retention rates. And let's consolidate that into one platform, which for us is Campaign Builder. And if you look at what we're doing with organizations today already, that's largely the value prop, right? Is to say, let's consolidate vendors, let's get focused on metrics, and let's be a real partner to you all as you go on this growth journey and help you do that sustainably, you know, despite all these challenges that you frequently mention to us, that largely fit into the three buckets I mentioned earlier.
Campaign Builder is designed to bridge those gaps and get personalized engagement to your members. And not only that, what I like about it is it enables organizations to connect with their members on that singular platform. So it's more effective. That's a good way to say that Campaign Builder is unique. What other ways are you seeing engagement levels rise and organizations use this platform to benefit and grow?
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on the organization. When we chat with folks, there's a very real spectrum of kind of where an organization is on their digital or kind of platform journey, for lack of a better term. You know, some organizations we're working with, and just to be very blunt, say like, we don't have any engagement strategy from a digital perspective, like at all. You know, they're like, our engagement is we have this, you know, call center that could be onshore or offshore, and they do all of our calls, right? They call the members to get them in the door for their annual wellness visit. They, you know, call our patients for post-discharge follow-up. There's no digital enablement tech at all for these like core buckets of use cases that we have. So for us, in that case, it's like, hey, we're giving them a tool for the first time, which is great. You know, unsurprisingly, their results are pretty strong, right? It's like, hey, look, like we're going from nothing to something. Other organizations are kind of in the middle, right? And I think from my perspective, engagement has been consistently cited as a critical lever for value creation for health plans. The challenge is they just don't know how to actually extract the value or don't know the things to be doing at the right times. And so I think for some organizations, it's seen kind of as a blunt instrument. It's flu season, I'm sending 200,000, you know, flu vaccine reminders or whatever it is, right? Versus what I would describe as something that's a bit more orchestrated, personalized, or meaningful to the consumer, such that you're actually speaking to them in a way that is relevant. And I mean that both in terms of language, right? Are you speaking to the Spanish speaker in Spanish, or are you just hitting them with English messaging? Are you hitting them in a way that they like to be communicated? Are they on email? If they're not ever, you know, engaging in email, why are you sending them an email? Why don't you send them a text? And the third is even content, right? Like, what is the content or the type of message that gets this member to engage? We can do a lot for those organizations with respect to personalization and even streamlining their existing communication and intervention strategy. And then the third is organizations that are like, actually, we're pretty sophisticated, but woof, we've got a lot of vendors. So it's like, well, instead of 20 vendors, why don't you use 4 and we can be one of those, right? And I think that's an area in which we're helping some of the more sophisticated organizations say, let's consolidate, streamline, and automate some of these, you know, interventions and communication strategies we've deployed, such that we both maintain or see better P&L outcomes with a lower admin ratio.
It's true. All organizations are unique in that way, where they are wherever on their digital transformation journey. And one of the main pain points for healthcare organizations, though, like, is their resilience on costly manual engagement strategies. You mentioned, yeah, you know, calling. That outreach is likely not going to go entirely away anytime soon. Just to kind of bring everything together, how does Campaign Builder help make call center operations more efficient and economical? There's leveraging automation to make things efficient. What ways is Campaign Builder unique in that way?
Yeah, I love this question because I think Oscar, particularly the Plus Oscar side, has always been a fairly digital forward and technology driven organization. With all of that said, I think we understand intimately that healthcare is a human business oftentimes, right? And so for us, I think we've, particularly in the engagement side, wanted to build a solution that can be both high tech and support the more high touch elements of what's needed, you know, to manage a population, regardless of where you are across the country or kind of within the healthcare ecosystem, payer provider. And so for us, we, of course, have the Campaign Builder platform, but we also have an outbound task management solution that's used by call center team members, clinical teams, et cetera, within these orgs that can push campaigns to the call center teams, right? So if you've got somebody with an open gap, they haven't responded to an email, they haven't responded to a text message, we can have the call center teams running on our OTM platform, outbound task management platform, where we then push the campaign to the call center agent. And that says to the call center agent, hey, for this member, they haven't responded to, you know, this open care gap campaign, can you help get them in for a screening? And so for us, we're not just optimizing purely the member facing interventions, but also the call centers and the workflows associated with the more human element of what folks do. Like, we're not so naive to say we're going to replace the call center. What we want to do is lower the burden on those call center team members and then orchestrate more appropriate pushes or actions required of those individuals when it's appropriate for the population that they're managing. And so I think for us, when you pair the Campaign Builder platform with OTM, you both can solve kind of the digital first intervention challenge and also more appropriately push call center actions to those relevant call center team members, clinical teams, whoever might be sitting and doing outbound calling based on the use case that the organization is dealing with. So we actually see them paired.
Something that we do know is that engaged members are more likely to follow through with healthcare plans. And of course, that leads to better clinical outcomes. And additionally, improved engagement positively impacts the business side and contributing to the customer satisfaction and retention. That's a main objective. So why should patient engagement continue to be top of mind for organizations going into this year? And why, of course, will it be?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. But to me, there is very little opportunity to change behavior without engagement. And that's really what we're trying to drive. Engagement in isolation doesn't necessarily get you what you want, right? You need the right actions at the right time that leads to meaningful behavior change for the organizations to kind of recognize this in the form of member, patient, NPS, clinical outcome delivery, and of course, you know, the P&L outcomes that they desire. And so, you know, I think for us, engagements continue to be a core area of interest. I joke with the leader of the Plus Oscar organization, Carrie Sane, all the time that, you know, if we had gone to conferences 10 years ago, I'm pretty sure they'd be saying the same things about engagement that they're saying today, which is to say it's not really been something that's been cracked.
Yeah.
What I think we've seen is that folks have spent a lot of time, energy, and effort on, you know, do I have the right network to manage, you know, my business? Do I have the right population health insights to take action against the kind of open activities that are needed to manage this population? What we've not quite seen yet is the third component, which is I have the right infrastructure to actually action on the insights. And so I think that is where we can be a real bridge. And increasingly, we're doing a lot of the population identification for clients and prospects, right? And so I think the world in which we're moving towards is, you know, we intake data and then we're actually identifying who has the open issue and then outreaching to them. So you need less on the population health insights, because I think for us, we can actually do a lot of the identification on behalf of groups. And then we conduct the end outreach in the form of the digital intervention or pushing, right, that action or that request to call to the relevant call center or clinical team member that's sitting in these organizations making those calls.
That's a fantastic point, Will. And speaking of engagement, every patient's healthcare journey is going to be different. So that uniqueness that you're kind of aiming for, that personalization, how does Campaign Builder help clients that you're serving, ensure that that engagement remains relevant to the unique journey of every patient.
Yeah, and I think I'll go back to this notion of kind of engagement is seen as a bit of a blunt instrument. And that's not, by the way, on a fault of the groups. I say that more as a reflection on just what I'm seeing kind of across the industry. And I think for us, the single best way to do this is in the personalization of the actual intervention. And I mean that in kind of three buckets. The first is, and I'll go back to something I said earlier, the language that the individual speaks, right? Like, let's communicate in a way that is relevant for them, particularly on the cultural side. The second is the medium, right? Let's make sure that we're emailing the folks that are most engaged with email. We're texting the folks that are most engaged with text. We're leveraging what I would describe as differentiated technologies to get members to do the things that we need them to do through that medium. So think applets, which, you know, we can get into maybe in a separate call. And then, of course, you're pushing call center actions to the call center team members for the populations that are most receptive to calls. And so I think like making sure the medium is right is critical. But then the final piece is content, right? So, for example, the younger population that might be more reward sensitive, right? Let's promote earning the insert your gift card payment or insert your reward payment for seeing your, you know, attributed physician for your AWV to the younger cohort. For those that might skew a little bit older, hope my parents will not me for this, but maybe my parents, they're very checklist oriented, right? So let's put a checklist forward message to those populations to get them to engage and to drive behavior, right? So the content point is important as well. It's not just segmentation by language or communication medium, but it's also the actual content that goes into the comm or the intervention can be quite important. And the final piece, which I think is where we can be quite differentiated, is in the learning element of what we do. And by that, I mean, we can get increasingly personalized and increasingly N of one the longer we are engaging with a population or a partner's population. And what I mean by that more tactically is we can determine how to engage with you on a forward-looking basis based on how you've engaged with us historically. So we have a learning element to what we do that says over time we can build a unique profile or a unique kind of persona for each member that says, hey, for this specific member, based on your past engagement history with us and your demographic factors that you represent, we know how to engage with you on a default basis, right? And kind of actively recommend and push those interventions out as we've learned more about the population. So in many ways, we're becoming a personalized kind of N of one intervention generator, which, you know, as I like to say, can help us become a true business outcome machine for organizations. So I think, you know, those three pillars kind of grounded on that foundation of the learning element of what we do is how we drive engagement value for organizations that translates to P&L alpha over time.
Well, that's really cool. And that technology, it kind of reminds me of something we're talking about all the time. And I'd be surprised if you weren't implementing AI and data analytics, because I know it's going to be playing a huge role in healthcare, you know, in the years to come. How are you incorporating AI into Campaign Builder and other solutions today?
Yeah, and I love this question, because sometimes when I hear organizations talk about analytics and AI, I really just look at them and say, you're just talking about math, right? Like, let's make sure that we don't overstate this. I do want to reinforce something I just said, though, right? The notion of getting to a place in which we are actively recommending and building a unique persona of our membership over time is where I think we'll be leveraging AI most heavily, right? Is to say, increasingly, we can drive recommendations actively and pump those interventions out really without any action on behalf of our teams, a client, et cetera, because we've built that unique persona of the member. And so for us, I think that's where you'll see AI continue to get more sophisticated, such that, you know, Campaign Builder increasingly becomes a machine that is actively recommending and pushing out interventions with very little action taken on behalf of the user, which oftentimes is us on behalf of organizations. I see a place in which future state basis, that just doesn't need to exist, right? The machine will run on its own, which gets us really excited. And I think we're increasingly moving that direction already at a much faster clip, which is exciting. So for any organizations that, you know, want to be a part of that journey, I think that we're a great fit and look forward to being a partner.
So I want to kind of transition into the last couple of questions kind of regarding the future, which is always fun to talk about. But Will, since you've been at OSCE for a while and with all the great work that you're doing at Plus Oscar, you're not the grandpa. You don't look anything like a grandpa. You've seen
you
a lot.
You can't see the gray hairs, unfortunately. It's the sun in the background.
Because you've seen a lot, and you did say 10 years ago, we'd probably be at this, talking about the same thing when it came to engagement. Hopefully that's not the case 10 years from now, but how do you think member engagement's going to evolve in the future?
Yeah, I mean, I think increasingly, as you think about engagement, there will not be questions of how and when to engage, right? I think if you believe, much like I do, increasingly that, you know, member engagement is going to be no different than the persona that Google's built for you from an algorithmic perspective and targeting for ads, the same thing, I think, should be applied to healthcare. And so I think each member and patient should have a unique persona. And ultimately, that unique persona should guide and be a determinant of how you're communicated with, regardless of whether that communication is coming from a provider, payer, or whatever organization is ultimately accountable for your outcomes as an individual. You know, right now, it's still kind of machine operated, right? Whether you're using a CRM, won't list names, but you're just kind of, you know, pushing the button to push all the emails out, or folks are kind of like cobbling together one-off strategies and saying, all right, the call center is going to call these people and try to send emails to these people. Like that's just not going to exist. What's going to happen is you'll have increasingly platforms like CampaignBuilder that you can quite literally plug into organizations. They will ingest data. And over time, that machine is just going to run and pump out interventions on an automated basis. They'll recommend things that organizations will have the opportunity to override, sure. But in a future state, it's going to be a software platform that just runs on its own. And so I think that's where we should move. Whether or not it happens and when it happens, of course, is TBD. But I'm convinced that Plus Oscar is going to be both a leader and a first mover in that regard.
So, Will, it's crucial for organizations to consider scalability, flexibility, data security, that personalized engagement when they're looking for solutions. CampaignBuilder should align with all these needs and growth plans. But when organizations, potentially even listening to this podcast episode, when they're assessing engagement solutions that are out there, what's the most important thing for them to consider? And in terms of CampaignBuilder and all the unique features that we've talked about today, that stands out from the crowd. Why?
Yeah, I think there's two of them. The first, again, is kind of that three pillar construct that I described earlier, just about the ability to take, you know, all the various use cases and communication mediums that an organization would traditionally have multitude of vendors for and just kind of look to us to solve. But I think the piece I would reinforce that has not been brought up during the course of this call is, with many of our organizations, we're providing consultative support. So we're not just saying, hey, here's this platform, you know, you all figure it out. What we do is instead is sit down with the organizations, even at the P&L level, and say, look, you know, what's running hot or in an unsatisfactory fashion for you all at the cohort level, the book level, line of business level, et cetera. And then how can we take what we believe is pretty deep subject matter expertise in this particular topic and then build a campaign calendar or construct for these organizations to deliver the value that they want. And so I think for us, you know, in its current form, we're not just a platform that you know, we give to organizations and say, hey, figure it out yourself. Instead, we sit down with them and frankly, get into the weeds. I'm actually, you know, here traveling on site to this Medicare Advantage conference with a client to talk about some of the work that we're doing on this very notion, saying, hey, this client has a very unique challenge because of their population. And you know, we're talking about how we're deploying the tool against that. And I think oftentimes the tech is seen as incredibly differentiated, but what is seen as equally, if not even more differentiated, is the subject matter expertise of the people in the organization that they ultimately contract with. You know, I joke all the time that currency in healthcare is often built on people and trust. The platforms certainly can be an accelerant to getting you in the door and ultimately pleasing the partner. But in many ways, that is the currency. And I just don't think there's anybody stronger in this particular area in the entire ecosystem than the Plus Oscar team.
Will Johnson, Vice President and General Manager at Plus Oscar, thank you so much for taking the time out to join the podcast and talk all about engagement challenges that healthcare organizations are facing today and some of the great ways that CampaignBuilder and all the great work that's being done at Plus Oscar is helping those health organizations. Well, enjoy your conference and we'll talk soon.
Thanks so much, Connor. Appreciate it.